Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome back to another episode of the Go Radio Podcast. I thought I'd make a little episode this morning while I'm walking off to work. You can probably hear some trains in the background and a few other noises. It only takes me about 15 minutes at most to walk to work. It's super quick and it's a nice, refreshing way to start the day. Rain, hail, or shine, it's actually quite nice to get some bit of exercise in before and after your shift. But I thought I'd make a little episode today talking about how I'm going to start the morning this morning. It's a little bit different to how I used to start in ICU. I think when I first started, it was come into work probably about an hour early. I'd get in, I'd sit down, whether I do some of my Facebooks that I was doing or now, and then sort of progressed into sort of reading about my patient for quite a while. I talked about last year when I started, I was getting in an hour early, reading all of the notes for the patient. It was pretty much everything to do with when they first walked through the doors of the emergency department, all the way through to where I was taking them on. And then I realised when I started taking on a few of the patients where they'll come off theatre, where you sort of just exposed to the patient when they first come to you, didn't have time to read any of it, and then that was a different dynamic again. It really taught the lesson that you don't have to get in there super early all the time to read about the patient. It's actually quite beneficial to be just the ability to take on the patient and sort of go as we go. And that's really the importance of having a good handover as well. But I think starting in the emergency department, it's super helped that ability even more so. Because really, the patient comes straight through the door. You get a quick little one-liner about the patient through triage. And then here you are having to gather more information from the patient, from the family, and away you go. So anyway, what do I do this morning? What's my meant to happen when I first come onto my shift? So it's currently 6:06 in the morning. My shift this morning starts at 6:30. So there's definitely no getting into work an hour early anymore. I literally will come straight off this walk, put my belongings, put my head into the locker room, put my stuff away in the fridge, and literally just fill up my water bottle and off we go straight onto the shift. I used to get quite nervous, and that's obviously why I was getting in there so early, reading all the patient information, but I don't really feel that anymore. It's not so much about, you know, feeling that real pre-nervous. I remember having a few of the grads that I spoke to that were the year before me when I started, and they were all saying, oh, I used to throw up, I used to be that nervous, I used to not be able to sleep the night before your shifts. And to be honest, I get that, I fully understand, because you first coming on, everything's brand new, but I feel like I've sort of overcome that first little hurdle after being a grad now. I've sort of got an idea, especially even now coming into ED. When I first started, it was nervous walking onto the shift because it's all brand new and you're trying to learn new concepts and learn a new way of doing things as your nurse in ED, but now I think that pre-nervousness is just getting better and better as time goes on. I think that's like anything in nursing. The longer you start to keep doing things and the more effort you put into it, then the easier it sort of gets. But as I put everything away, I'll literally walk straight onto the floor. We do a little tiny huddle in the morning, so at 6:30 on the dot, all of the morning staff will come together and I talk about some of the big things to be concentrating on. So sometimes I talk about new processes of doing things and just things to watch out for the day and how we could be improving. I'll have a look up on this big allocation board. So it literally has so all the different areas of ED, and I'll have where I'm going to be put for the day, and that gets allocated and that gets obviously changed daily. So I'll have a look. So I could be onto one of the acute areas. Some might get allocated acute bed spaces 1-3. Then it could be all the other areas such as mental health. It could be in short stay. I think that's half the fun. It's not knowing where I'm going to be is actually quite enjoyable. So it makes it every day quite fresh and new. But just like I've mentioned earlier on, so as soon as I walk in, I'll have a look and see which nurse is going to be handing over. And it depends on where they're up to. So sometimes they might still be writing some notes. And if that's the case, well then I'm not really going to be super waiting around and making him or her feel uncomfortable. So what I might say to them is to say, okay, while you finish off the notes, is there anything else that we need? They're gonna help you in any way? Is there anything you need to do to speed this process up? Or and if not, that's not the case, then I just need to concentrate on finishing up some notes. So what I'll do is I'll go in and start my safety checks. Not all nurses do it. I think you're supposed to, but not all nurses do. But I think it's really important to be doing your safety checks in the morning, and that's really going to include making sure that we have a functional bag valve mask, make sure everything's all attached to the oxygen, make sure the oxygen's working, make sure suction's working, all that normal stuff I've talked to you guys about before, but really get in nice and early into your shift and make sure all that stuff's working. That way you know in the back of your mind that if anything does go wrong, well then you have that knowledge that if you need to use it, it's there. Otherwise, we'll have a quick chat to the patient. What I'll say is, look, I'm just coming in, just checking some equipment at the back. My name is Ben. I'll be the nurse looking after you today. What I'll do is I'll just check this list of stuff and I'll come back very soon. I'll get a handover from your nurse. That way, sort of introducing yourself, making a good first impression when you first start. And it gives you an idea of the conscious state of the patient and all that basic first glance type stuff. And I might also take that opportunity to look at my alarms, which I know it's something I've harped on quite a lot about in the last year and a bit, but I think it's still one of the most underutilized things in all of the emergency department from nurses' perspective, making sure that your alarms are matching the status of your patient. So again, especially in the emergency department, as I mentioned not too long ago, all of the alarms will get defaulted back to the factory settings each patient. And that's going to include some dangerous stuff like having a DSAT alarm down at like 80% for your SATs. So it's obviously quite low. So one of the first things I do after I do all my safety checks at the back of the actual equipment, but I'll also do the safety checks of the alarm parameters as well. That way you know if something's going off, well then you're the one that set it. So, and then I'll get my handover and then away we go. So one of the first things I look at, I'll ask the nurse before me, where are we up to? Because again, remember, there's not too much difference now with emergency. You start learning some of the basic things that you need to be doing. So have they gone in? Have they been assessed by the doctor yet? Have you done all of your ECGs, bloods? And what are we waiting on? And then away we go. So just getting an idea from the nurse before where we're up to. And then just have an idea of how to speed through the process. So well, anyway, guys, I'm about to approach up to work now. About to get into it. I tell you what, I'm actually super duper loving it. It's can be quite stressful at times, but I absolutely love being a nurse. And as I said, it sort of gets easier the further along that I'm getting as well. It's yes, a little bit nervous every now and again, but I tell you what, keeps you on your toes. Anyway, guys, hope you have an awesome day and hope you like this little insight, and I'll talk to you guys next time.